God be with you, and welcome to worship at Knox United Church in Parksville. We are delighted that you are joining us today. And we are on the traditional territory of the Pentlatch peoples, ancestors of the Nanus and Qualicum nations, with whom we are working toward truth and reconciliation. I'd like to say thank you to Leslie Hawley for creating this beautiful display of music and flowers. It's gorgeous as we celebrate the gift of music, which builds our spiritual resilience. And also, you will see the beautiful flowers before me, all collected by the congregation coming in a drive-by to say farewell and thank you to Jenny Vincent, who has been our music director for the last 5 years at Knox. We're very sad that she's leaving. We wish her all the best, and to have this beautiful display of flowers that she can take home with her as a reminder of her time with us. As well, there is this beautiful vase that has been purchased for her on behalf of the congregation, and there's a candle to be placed in it so that she can light that candle and it reflects, and hopefully that will remind her of her years and time and her gifts to Knox. Also like to acknowledge that McKenna Jardine Weiss, who is the granddaughter of Carl and Dixie Weiss and the daughter of Tasha Weiss, is graduating from grade 12 this year, so we wish her the best today as she graduates with her classmates of 2020. What a strange time to be graduating in this era. But we wish her all the best as she goes off to VIU next year. Also wanted to let folks know about backyard worship. At this point, the regional Pacific Mountain region of the United Church of Canada has recommended that churches of worship do not meet in person because many of our folks are over 60 and they feel that's just too vulnerable. Although that may be changing as BC province moves to phase 3, we may be moving to phase 2 so that we might potentially be able to, in the next couple of weeks, there might be talk of moving to indoor worship. But in the meantime, we have been trying to organize backyard worship, which would be take place over the summer, maybe 4 or 5 times, depending on the host and worship leaders. So we're looking for hosts and worship leaders in backyards to be able to welcome maybe 10 people from Knox to come and worship together in a very casual, social way, and enjoy this beautiful summer and reconnect together as a community of faith. So if you are interested in hosting or leading worship, please contact me or Shirlene Donnelly, who is the team lead of Worship in the Arts, and let us know. We'll be organizing on Tuesday and getting that out there in a congregational email inviting you for backyard worship. And so as we begin to worship this last Sunday of June, we light the Christ candle as a reminder that the light of Christ is always burning inside our hearts and throughout this universe. And as we listen to Jenny play a prelude, we pass the peace to one another and send out our love and care to one another in this faith community and to all who are close to you and to the world. Peace be with you. As we celebrate the gift of music among us, we sing together, "Praise the Lord with the sound of trumpet."
Praise the Lord with the sound of trumpet. Praise the Lord with the harp and lute. Praise the Lord with a gentle sounding flute. Praise the Lord in the field and forest. Praise the Lord in the city square. Praise the Lord anytime and anywhere. Praise the Lord in the wind and sunshine. Praise the Lord in the dark of night. Praise the Lord in the rain or snow or in the morning light. Praise the Lord in the deepest valley. Praise the Lord on the highest hill. Praise the Lord, never let your voice be still. Praise the Lord with the crashing cymbal. Praise the Lord with the pipe and string. Praise the Lord with the joyful songs you sing. Praise the Lord on a weekday morning. Praise the Lord on a Sunday noon. Praise the Lord by the light of sun or moon. Praise the Lord in the time of sorrow. Praise the Lord in the time of joy. Praise the Lord every moment. Nothing let your praise destroy. Praise the Lord in the peace and quiet. Praise the Lord in your work or play. Praise the Lord everywhere in every way.
Let us pray. Sacred source of all life, in the very beginning when you moved over the waters and brought forth life, there is said to be the vibration of the sound of Om, the Logos, the divine word that brought forth all life, the music of the spheres. We give thanks for the gift of music that fills our lives and our hearts and heals us in difficult times. Be with us this day, we pray, that whatever struggles or challenges we may be facing, help us to draw on the gift of music, the language of the soul, to heal us, to soothe us, to calm us, and inspire us. This we ask in the name of the divine Logos, the Christ. Amen. I would invite Alex to read our scripture today from the first book of Samuel and from the Psalm 150.
A reading from 1 Samuel about King Saul and the gift of healing music. The Lord's spirit left Saul, and an evil spirit tormented him. King Saul's servants said to him, "We know that an evil spirit is tormenting you. So give us the orders, sir, and we will look for a man who knows how to play the harp. Then when the evil spirit comes on you, the man can play his harp and you will be all right again." Saul ordered them, "Find me a man who plays well and bring him to me." One of his attendants said, "Jesse of the town of Bethlehem has a son who is a good musician. He is also a brave and handsome man, a good soldier, and an able speaker. The Lord is with him." So Saul sent messengers to Jesse to say, "Send me your son David, the one who takes care of the sheep." Jesse sent David to Saul with a young goat, a donkey loaded with bread, and a leather bag full of wine. David came to Saul and entered his service. Saul liked him very much and chose him as the man to carry his armor. Then Saul sent a message to Jesse, "I like David, let him stay here in my service." From then on, whenever the evil spirit came on Saul, David would get his harp and play it. The evil spirit would leave and Saul would feel better and all would be right again. We listen to the words of the last song in the book of Songs. Praise the Lord. Praise God in the sanctuary. Praise God in the mighty firmament. Praise God for these mighty deeds. Praise God according to this surpassing greatness. Praise God with trumpet sound. Praise God with lute and harp. Praise God with tambourine and dance. Praise God with strings and pipe. Praise God with clanging cymbals. Praise God with loud crashing cymbals. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Alex. So, why couldn't the string quartet find their composer? Because he was Haydn. I know, it's bad. And I know. Okay, I'll try another one. What is Beethoven's favorite fruit? Banana, na, banana, na. Thanks, Jenny. And thanks for laughing, Alex and Chelsea. It's better than canned laughter. We just completed our worship series on our 6G God, and now over the summer months and into the fall, we are going to be reflecting on what helps us to develop spiritual resilience, the capacity to not only endure, but to deepen our relationship with the sacred and to thrive through adversity and difficulties. Every day we are bombarded by disturbing images of people around the world suffering from COVID-19, especially in India and Latin America, and even some neighboring states in the U.S. are struggling to meet the health needs of their people. Living through this pandemic with all of its changes and fears and isolation and uncertainties requires a growth of our faith, an expansion. And as people of faith, we are called to transform difficulties into spiritual resilience, to uplift one another. As people living through an unprecedented worldwide pandemic, which they anticipate could last up to 18 months or more, we need to find ways to gird up our loins, to get spiritually strong, to develop resilience. But what exactly is spiritual resiliency? Robert Wicks, who has a doctorate in psychology and is a professor at Loyola University in Maryland, has written a book called Spiritual Resilience, 30 Days to Refresh Your Soul. He offers this definition. Spiritual resilience is not simply about recovering from adversity. It is about bouncing back in a way that deepens knowledge of both God and ourselves. With the right guidance during difficult times and periods of confusion, pain, and stress, we have a unique opportunity to nurture our relationship with God and enable it to grow in surprising ways. Over the course of these summer months, with the exception of our 5 guest preachers while I'm away on holiday, we are going to be exploring what are the ways we can strengthen and deepen our spiritual resilience. As a creative planning team, we thought it appropriate that on Jenny's last worship service with us, we would focus on the gift of music as a way to heal and deepen our soul connection to God. So Jenny has selected the music today based on the theme of music. So thank you, Jenny, for doing that. Our scripture today reminds us of the potentiality that music holds for healing us and providing us with spiritual strengthening. From the passage from 1 Samuel that Alex just read, it is obvious that King Saul, who is the very first king of Israel and ruled over the 12 tribes of Israel for their first 40 years, beginning in 1052 BC, that King Saul struggled with severe depression and bouts of rage. If he had lived today and not 3,000 years ago, he would no doubt have been hospitalized and perhaps medicated to help him manage his powerful emotions of depression and rage that he found difficult to control and manage. Today, we would diagnose him with a mental health disorder and offer various treatments of healing Although even today we are still far from understanding the brain and its chemical imbalances and neurological struggles. But even in King Saul's time, there was already the awareness that for some mysterious and wondrous reason, music was able to soothe King Saul's tormented mind and bring him into a state of peace and inner calm. And so it was the vibration and sound of the young, good-looking shepherd boy David's harp that helped to ease the torment of King Saul's tangled mind and heart. For the Hebrew people, music was recognized as a way of bringing people deeper into the presence of God, and in that presence, enabling them to experience a profound peace and stillness and sense of well-being. Just so, that music was important to Jesus' lineage, evidenced in the 150 psalms that were collected over hundreds of years to become ancient Israel's hymn book. Our Book of Psalms was their hymn book. Psalm 150, which Alex read today, is the last psalm, or the finale, or the final encore in the ancient hymn book. This last song recognizes our deep human need to continually be raising our voices to praise God, that it is in the vibration of the harp and the trumpet, the cymbal and the song, with all of the harmonies coming together, that our hearts are lifted up. It is in praising the Creator of the universe that our hearts and minds are raised, and we are lifted out of the lower vibrations of sorrow and revenge and anger, and brought into the higher vibrations of gratitude and joy and hope and open-hearted love. The importance of music is so important to the health and well-being of our human bodies, our minds, our emotions, and our souls. It is no wonder that in the midst of COVID-19, when we cannot meet in worship to sing together, that all of us are struggling. Because we can't gather together and sing together or make music together, because what comes naturally to the creature is held back because of all the fear of the droplets. So it's been challenging for all of us not to be able to come together and to add our praise and song to the universe, along with the birds and the bees and the hum of the earth itself as it spins in space. In the opening booklet on centering prayer, Houston Smith and Timothy Cook write about the importance of sound and vibration and making music. They write, "Modern science agrees that the universe consists of vibrations, but sound is more than vibration. Distinct from white noise, sound is vibrations in harmonic proportions. This is because the one from whom all things issue is beautiful. And from the billions of vibrations that are possible, the universe shows us this startling, overwhelming preference for the few thousand vibrations that make harmonic sense, which we call music. It is awesome to reflect that we were literally sung into existence by the triune chorus." I once took a group of United Church young people to various different faith communities so that they would see how other faiths worship. And we went and visited a Hindu temple. And the Hindu priest there said, "The Hindus and the Christians have much in common. You believe that the universe began with the Word of God, called the Logos, the Divine Word. We too believe that the universe started with the Word, and that Word was the sound, Om." People who have had near-death experiences report that when they were in the process of dying, they were enveloped by the most beautiful and harmonic music that they had ever heard, which has been called the music of the spheres. They felt the vibration of the divine word of God and sensed that all of creation is moving in rhythm and vibration in harmonic resonance, and that when we are making music on the earth, we are actually attempting to match that angelic harmonic vibration that brought creation into existence in the first place and keeps it going. Alan Jones, who is an author and spiritual director whom I had the pleasure of meeting when I was studying spiritual director at Vancouver School of Theology in the early 2000s, in his book, Seven Mansions of Color, explains that every vibration not only emits a color, but a sound, and that different sounds have the capacity to heal different parts of the human body. The droning hum of the bumblebee when sung continually helps to heal family and community relationships. St. John talked of the divine sound when he said, "I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice like the sound of a trumpet." The trumpet is the sound of the Holy Spirit, or the vibration of the sound Om. St. John also talks about harps, which is the sound of a different center in the human body. The sound of the bell is also another vibration. All of these different instruments, when sounded, resonate with different aspects of our mind and heart and parts of the body, and together bring healing to our whole selves. This is why when we attend a concert and various instruments are played in harmony, we leave that concert feeling profoundly transformed and uplifted and more whole than before we entered, because the sounds and vibrations have actually scientifically and physically helped to heal us. That's why whenever you would leave an organ concert, we left uplifted. The story of King Saul reminds us that music can heal a wounded soul, and Psalm 150 reminds us that when we lift our voices in song, we actually lift our spirits and open our connection to the presence of God more fully. Music is indeed the language of our souls. Listening or making music is essential for the strengthening of the human spirit and adds to our spiritual resilience. So, as we are going through these strange and unusual times, perhaps we need to be more intentional about inviting the sounds of music into our days so that we can be spiritually strengthened. In these pandemic times, when we can't be in worship and singing together, perhaps through our phones or radios or stereos or boomboxes and CDs and tapes and records, let us surround our very being with music. Music that will help to heal us and soothe our tired and anxious spirits, like David's harp helped Saul. Whether we're listening to Jenny on the piano or organ, or listening to Alex and Chelsea singing, or listening to a Bach concerto or a song from the Beatles, or the sound of a native flute or a cello or harp, or whether we're lying on the grass and listening to the sound of the crickets and the frogs and the cicadas, or whether we are listening to the stars in the heavens and the hum of the living earth, or singing in the shower, may we invite the harmonious presence of the Creator of the universe, who called forth life through a sound, through the singing of the divine logos, to heal and calm our weary hearts and anxious minds. In the movie August Rush, named for the orphan boy who is seeking his parents, he is drawn to the sounds of the universe, not knowing that his parents were musicians. August hears music in the sound of the wind through the poplars, and music in the hum of electricity through the wires over his head. He hears music in the buzzing of the city lights and in the constant hum of the earth. Like August, may we hear the life that is all around us, and in the hearing of the music of the spheres, may we find our peace and strength in the Creator of all. As I close my reflection, I would like to thank you, Jenny, for being gifted and versatile in your sharing of various vibrations. Because of you, we have had the opportunity to be healed through the low vibrations of the organ, through the higher vibrations of the handbells, through your gentle touch on the piano, because Because of you, we have been able to hear the harp and violin at Christmas by inviting guest musicians, and by the guitar at Blue Christmas services. And every Sunday, the vibration of our spirits has been increased by the harmonious vibrations of the Knox Choir. Like David's harp, your gift of music has brought various levels of healing and strengthened our spiritual resilience. So thank you, Jenny, for bringing a variety of music to us. And so in the words of Abba, on behalf of all of us at Knox, I would like to say, thank you for the music, the song we're singing. Thanks for all the joy you're bringing. Who can live without it? We ask in all honesty. What would life be without a song or a dance? What are we? So we say thank you for the music, for giving it to me. Jenny, thank you. We will miss your gift of music among us. God bless you and Paul. Amen. Let us sing together, Spirit Dancing on the Waters.
Spirit dancing on the waters, sun reflecting songs of grace, calling life to all the creatures, giving life. Dancing on the waters, naming moments they should part, giving freedom to the people, sign for all in dancers' heart. Spirit dancing on the waters, we would come and dance with you, till our world is filled with music, and in Christ all things are new.
Let us pray together as we listen to the singing bowl inviting us to prayer. Creator of all, we listen for you in the hum of the bee, in the singing of the birds each morning, through the wires of electricity that connect our homes one to another. Help us to be still enough that we may hear your music, sung from the very beginning of time, through all the universe. We give thanks that as your creatures we are able to sing too and to make music, and that you gift us with musicians and artists who can lift our spirits even as they lift their own through the making of their music. We give thanks this day for the gift of Jenny and her music, and for the ways she has given to this community for the past 5 years through art, through banners, through instruments, and through song, through the way she has helped us to sing together and make harmony. We ask for your blessing upon her as she continues her journey and makes music in other places. We pray this day for all those among us who are ill. We pray especially for those who are wounded and hurt and are struggling with COVID-19. Around the world, we pray for healing, for treatment to be found. We pray this day for all those who are enduring testing and treatments of cancer and other illnesses, and we pray for recovery and healing. We pray for those recovering from surgery and procedures. May they find restoration. We pray this day for all those who are grieving among us, whose hearts are broken because of loss. May the music of this universe bring healing. O Spirit of life, come unto me.
Spirit of life.
We give thanks this day for all those who are experiencing joy, a sense of accomplishment, all those who are graduating. We give thanks and we send our blessing to McKenna as she graduates this day, and for all those who are graduating, whether from kindergarten or elementary school or middle schools or high schools or universities or graduate school. For all those who are retiring, we pray this day for all those who have become unemployed, who have lost jobs, who have been reduced in wages, and are living with concern and anxiety about the future. We pray for hope. We pray for a restoration of our economy. We pray that you would bring us to a new and better normal, a more just and loving earth. Help us to learn from the cracks and mistakes that have been made in the past, and help us as a global community build a better planet for equity, for equality for all people. We pray this day for all movements that are seeking justice. May all those who are risking their lives to bring about a better world be strengthened and supported. Spirit of life, come unto me.
Spirit of life, come unto me. Sing in my heart, come to me.
Pray this day for your church. Help us to grow closer in this time of disconnection. Help us to remain strong together, recognizing that we are more together than alone. Help all those that are feeling disconnected and alienated and isolated to feel not only your presence, O God, but the presence and love of their faith communities. Bring us together as your people, and in the silence we bring before you our other concerns that we lift to you in the silence of our own hearts. Spirit of life, we give thanks that you accompany us wherever we are, wherever we go. You are the guide and giver of all. Be with us as we say together the prayer that Jesus taught all those who would choose to follow after him in the way of compassion and justice and peacemaking and love. Our Father and Mother, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now we'd like to sing our final hymn, I Feel the Winds of God Today, and may Jenny and Paul feel those winds of God guiding them forward.
I feel the winds of God today, today my spirit I'll live. Through heavy, oft with drenching spray, and torn with many a drift. If hope but light the water's crest, and race my bark will reuse, I'll see.
To invite Jenny forward to be able to share her last words with us.
I wrote down a few words because I know if I get a little bit emotional, I tend to forget what I wanted to say. So it is hard to believe that today is my last service at Knox. It has been almost 5 years ago that Paul and I arrived in the Oceanside area to live. You welcomed us with open arms, and we had hoped to be with you for many years. Despite how life has a way of changing our plans, I shall always be thankful for the opportunity to have been the music leader at Knox. Although the time has flown by, I hope that I have, in some small way, carried on the honored tradition established by many others before me of meaningful, spiritually inspired worship music at Knox. Before I leave, I'd like to give a shout out to two wonderful musicians. I will dearly miss playing with Jan and Bill Laurie. I appreciated how they just knew instinctively what tempos and what style to play along with the hymns. Thank you. Another shout out goes to two people that you never see on Sunday, but they're very busy behind the scenes. Sandy Machen and Tony Nahan. You worked so hard getting the slides and videos ready every week, and I enjoyed my time getting proofreading that to make sure that the lyrics were the same as the choir's lyrics. Thank you. And a special thank you to Tony, who created the beautiful videos and slides for the organ concerts that we did. They made the concert so much more special. Thank you. There are so many people to thank at Knox. Too many to mention each person by name. So a big thank you to both choirs, to the staff, to the congregation, both past and present. Thank you for your support and appreciation of the music program. Your comments of appreciation about the choir's anthem or other music throughout the service was deeply appreciated. Your attendance and volunteering at the concerts was also gratefully welcome. Thank you, choirs, for your dedication. Every Wednesday, every Sunday, you came faithfully. I enjoyed my time making music with you. I'm so humbled by the generosity of spirit shown by the people of Knox, as was shown this afternoon, by all of you coming by, giving flowers and the cards. I will miss the people the most here at Knox. Paul and I are grateful for having made so many friends, and we're not going to be saying goodbye. We're staying in the community, and I know I will be running into you at the grocery store, at the concerts, at events. So thank you, and goodbye.
Bless you, Jenny, and thank you for your gifts of music. And so now, go forth into your life. And as you go forth, may you go forth making music, listening to music, and being strengthened and deepened by the presence of the Spirit among us. And as you go forth, may the deep love of God surround you, and the peace and the gentleness and the wisdom of the Christ guide you, and the Holy Spirit fill you with music this day and every day. Amen.